This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. In the most ambitious U.S. effort to stave off the worst of climate change, President Joe Biden signed executive orders Wednesday to transform the nation's heavily fossil fuel-powered economy into a clean-burning one.
More Americans see and feel the devastation in big cities, small towns, coastlines, and in farmlands, in red states and in blue states.
The orders pause oil and gas leasing on federal land and target subsidies for those industries. The directives aim to conserve 30% of the country's lands and waters in the next 10 years, double the nation's offshore wind energy, and move to an all-electric federal vehicle fleet, among other changes. Biden's sweeping plan is aimed at starving off the worst of global warming caused by burning fossil fuels. A Democratic senator has floated the idea of censure as conviction for former President Donald Trump, as an impeachment conviction looks unlikely. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
With the Senate unlikely to convict former President Donald Trump in the upcoming impeachment trial, a Senate Democrat is floating the idea of a censure resolution. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia is raising the possibility of a censure to condemn Trump for his role in the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia seems open to the idea.
I don't know. We all look and make sure that no one ever does this again, never thinks about doing something of a seditious insurrection such as that.
A conviction of Trump in the impeachment trial would require two-thirds of the Senate, meaning all Democrats and 17 Republicans. But on a procedural motion Tuesday, 45 Republicans voted to declare the impeachment trial unconstitutional. Mike Gracia, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks took a tumble with all three major indices closing more than 2% lower. Visit VOA.